Hey, welcome back to 7 Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're digging into David K. Johnston's The Making of Donald Trump. Sophie, this one felt like a gut punch from the first chapter, right?
Hey there, Sam. Yeah, The Making of Donald Trump is a biography that strips away the myth and shows you the machinery underneath. Johnston is a Pulitzer-winning investigative reporter, and he doesn't pull any punches.
Right. And it opens in Queens, not Manhattan. Fred Trump was a successful builder of middle-class housing, but he was tough and demanding.
So Donald learned early that aggression and refusing to back down were survival tools. That's the zero-sum worldview his father instilled.
That's a hard way to grow up.
And the book makes it clear he didn't start from scratch. Fred's fortune and connections gave him a huge head start after Wharton.
Yeah, Johnston says his success wasn't about business genius. It was about aggressive risk-taking, debt, and media manipulation.
He learned that the perception of wealth was often more valuable than wealth itself. He branded himself as a titan.
And Trump Tower is the perfect example. In the 1980s, his name in gold became a brand, a promise of luxury.
But beneath the gilded surface, there's a pattern of stretching the truth, bullying opponents, and crossing the line between negotiation and fraud.
The casinos really show that. He could open with a splash, but he struggled with day-to-day management.
And he left unpaid contractors and disappointed investors everywhere.
Then there were 4 major bankruptcies in the casinos and the Plaza Hotel. Those weren't simple reversals.
Right, they were carefully orchestrated legal maneuvers. He escaped the consequences while others bore the losses.
It shows a profound lack of accountability. He blamed the economy or a rigged system.
That's not just strategy. It's a psychological necessity.
And the legal stuff is wild. Johnston is the perfect guide.
He won a Pulitzer for investigative reporting, and he's in his element here.
He walks through decades of lawsuits and investigations, including racial discrimination in housing and Trump University.
He sees the legal system as a tool for intimidation and delay. He makes it expensive and time-consuming, hoping opponents will give up.
Right, and the cynicism is terrifying.
Then there's the psychology. Johnston doesn't diagnose, but he paints a man driven by dominance, attention, and loyalty.
And that drive traces back to Fred. Donald spent his whole life trying to prove himself to a father who was never fully satisfied.
That explains why he refuses to apologize. Admitting failure would shatter the invincible winner image.
It also explains the treatment of women. He sees relationships as power struggles.
Johnston argues it's a central feature, not a side note.
And you see in the pageant controversies too.
Then there's the lying. Johnston shows it's not just spin, it's permanent fabrication.
That might be the scariest part. He says it's a pathology, and Trump lives in a world where he's always the hero and always the victim.
That's what makes him dangerous. A man who can't accept facts can't be trusted with power.
So by 2016, it all makes sense. The candidacy was the logical conclusion of the same tactics.
He was the ultimate disruptor, and the system was ripe for it.
The book is a cautionary tale about manufactured image and fragile truth. That's why it needs to be read. And the tragedy is that so many people believe the story instead of looking at reality. That's the thing I'm taking away.
And honestly, if you want to go deeper, the whole library is on the 7-Minute Books app. It has over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles, and you can read or listen to them in any language, with infographics on many of them. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access. In the end, The Making of Donald Trump is a story about how a manufactured image can outrun the truth, and that's worth sitting with. We'll see you in the next one.